Well, welcome to our special fellowship this afternoon. Our topic, Tim and I have been fellowshipping, and we came up with the topic, maintaining our joy. Okay, so in this time, we want to talk about how we can maintain our joy. Especially, you know, winter camp is such a joyful time. We want to maintain it, you know. So going forward from winter camp, when we go home, we want to maintain our joy. You know, often at the end of winter camp, I have the feeling, I know you all have the feeling, that like, oh man, I kind of don't want to go, or leave, you know. I kind of sad to leave winter camp, right?
Yeah.
It's because winter camp is such a joyful time, and we want to, there's a secret and there's a way to maintain it, and we want to fellowship a little bit with our experiences that growing up, and with even now what we do to maintain our joy as believers. And it's not just the conference, you know, we're not only happy during conference time, right?
Amen.
And so just going along with this, why do we need to maintain our joy? Why isn't it just fine to be happy once at a conference, and then when we go back, just go back to doing our own thing, right? Well, think about, why are we joyful here? You know, what are we doing here? You know, we're with other believers, with our companions, with other people who love the Lord. And we're enjoying the Lord and touching the Lord together, right? And actually, just by being here, you know, just by being open, or even just by coming, you don't have to be that open, but like, something gets in, you know? Something, just by being with other people who love the Lord, you touch something in your spirit, something deep within. And I believe what we touch the Lord. You know, He's hidden. He's hidden even like deep within us, you know. When we're saved, He's in us. But we get a touch with this hidden one just by being here, being with the believers, and putting ourselves in this environment. And when we do, when we touch the Lord, we're actually touching the purpose for which we were created.
Amen.
The Lord's in us, and we were made to contain the Lord and experience and enjoy Him. And so when we're here and we touch the Lord, that's the reason why we're so happy.
Amen.
That's the reason why we're so joyful, because we're touching the reason we're created. And there's nothing more joyful than that. After you go from here, you know, without the Lord, everything else can just be vanity. It can satisfy you temporarily. You even get some happiness from it, you know. Joy... this deep joy from within, that's from the Spirit, from the Lord, it's something that is eternal, that can really satisfy us.
Amen.
And so that's why we need to maintain our joy.
Amen.
Okay? It's there's this expression, it's called like a roller coaster after conferences, like between conferences. You go to a conference, it's high, full of enjoyment. Then after you go home, you go back to everything you're doing. You know, even that enjoyment, that happiness might last a day, two. But then you go back to school, go back to work, you know, you have stress, you have tests, you do all these things, and you kind of just, less and less, you forget about the Lord, and then you come down. And that might last who knows how long. Maybe, you know, you touch something here and there, but overall, you're just fading. Then you go to the next camp, next conference, you come back up, you're like, yes, praise the Lord. But then you come back down, right? And so this is called a roller coaster. It's up and down, it's high and low. And that's not really, you know, normal. It's kind of just, it's seasonal. It's unstable. And sometimes it just, sometimes in those low times, you begin to question, like, why? What's the point? You can even get depressed, get into anxiety, and all these things. But you know, I was there. Tim was there. You know, we, all of us older ones, we've been there. Like, that was our experience. But, you know, over time, we begin to figure out how we can maintain our joy, maintain that level of enjoyment as we go up away from conferences. And so in this time, we just want to open up and share what has helped us to maintain our joy and to keep enjoying the Lord in the church life, in our Christian life. And, you know, maintain that awesomeness that we enjoy when we're here at camp. And this can be maintained in our normal Christian life. So let's dig into this a little deeper. Like, what do we do here at camp that is so enjoyable? Well, one thing that's very clear to me is we're here with our companions, right? That's one big thing. Another big thing is we're here with our companions enjoying the Lord,
right?
These two things are very important in our normal Christian life. Mm-hmm. And we don't just come to conferences or in camp. That's not the only time we can do that. You know, if we have that enjoyment here, and then when after we leave, we need to have companions and we need to enjoy the Lord. And that's how we can maintain our joy going forward. So everything will actually fall into, that we share, kind of falls into these buckets, like having companions, enjoying the Lord.
Yeah.
Actually, let me write that down so that you guys write it down.
Amen.
Okay. Be with companions and enjoy the Lord. Seems basic, but actually, it's kind of tricky to put into practice, you know, even from my experience. Like, how do we do this when we leave? You know, we're here with our companions, right? And if you don't have someone that you really, it's clear that they're your companion, that you can pursue it, before you leave, nail it down, right? Arrange something before you leave. I would say, like, who's in your room? There's probably another young person, and there's a serving one, right? These are good people to get connected with. Get their phone numbers, set up a group chat, you know, make sure the serving one can arrange this for you. That's already a good group right there to keep enjoying. And I'm not saying you have to be together physically every time, but even a phone call, even a little time to pray. Anyways, I'm going to get to this topic of companions. But when you go back, it's going to look different than it looks here at camp, you know, because we're not physically together for the, you know, 48 hours, right? But what it'll look like in your locality is going to the prayer meeting and then sit with your companion. Or call your companion and say, are you going to the home meeting? I'm going, to make sure each other are going. And then there's also the Lord's Day meetings. But I would say that a lot of these things are much easier with a companion. And so I have a verse, Ecclesiastes 4, 9 through 10. Mm-hmm. Ecclesiastes 4, 9 through 10. Okay, what it says is, two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his companion. But woe to the one who falls and does not have another to lift him up. And so, this is just from the Bible, it's telling us that it is better to have a companion than to not, right? So, this is important, this matter of companion. And so, let's start at the very beginning. Firstly, how do you get a companion, right? You kind of just, who's around? You just pick them, and you ask them, you know? I'm sure you're not the only person in your locality, right? They don't have to be your exact grade. They can be older than you. They can be younger than you. For me, it could be a serving one. It could be a young person. They don't have to be your age. I'm going to repeat this. They don't have to be your age. Okay. I think sometimes we get in that mindset that if there's not somebody exactly my age, there's no one for me. They don't have to be your age. And you can have many companions. You know. You just have to find one and ask. If there's two people and they're both sitting there not asking, they will not be companions, right? One person, anyone, has to ask. So this is just some practical, like, advice. Someone has to ask. It doesn't even have to be that formal. Will you be my companion? You can just be like, do you want to come over and spend time with me? Okay, so that takes me into the second point. What do you do with a companion? You find somebody, you target someone, and then what do you do? Just do normal things. What would you normally do with your friends, you know? Spend time together. Be friends. Get to know one another. And it's okay to do the things that you like to do together. It's not like, you're coming over, this is companion time, and we're going to read the Bible for an hour. It's not like that, okay? You just... Okay, for example, me and my companion, we like to exercise. So we'll be like, hey, you want to go to the gym? Very easy, you just do it, okay? It's not like when we spend that time, we're praying the whole time, you know, nothing like that. We have to get that out of our heads, okay? You can do normal things together, spend time together. Even like, this is how you build a relationship. You spend time doing something together, right? But I would just say, keep that in mind, you can do whatever, like normal things, but eventually, one thing you have to end up doing is enjoying the Lord together. So, you see, we're back to the topic, maintaining our joy. Eventually, it has to get back to the Lord, okay? If eventually, for a long time, all you're doing is just that one thing, you know, the normal things, and it never comes to the Lord, there's a point where eventually it just goes downhill and the joy also goes, you know? So we have to be careful. Make sure there is a goal. Eventually, we would enjoy the Lord together. How to enjoy the Lord as a companion, right? I think that's very important. I just like to show you guys like what it looks like. So one thing I like to do with a brother is sing. I really enjoy singing. And singing is such a great way to touch the Lord. And but yeah, this matter of being companions is kind of like hard to comprehend. Like, how am I and a brother just gonna sing? You know, it's if we're not together, you gotta spend time together. And so, you know, I think one thing that I do from time to time in my locality is just like invite people over to my house, invite people over, and I'm like, hey, do you wanna sing? You wanna have a singing time? Or even when I'm spending time with saints, I might just pick up the guitar, start humming, or anyways, and somehow some song will come out, you know. Or if I've been enjoying a song, I would ask, like, hey, I've been enjoying this song, brother. Do you want to sing it with me? Or I can teach you, or we sing it together. Yeah, I think sometimes, I don't know. I don't know if you guys have any idea, like, if this is a weird concept about, like, singing. Is it? I don't know. Well, anyways, I'll just, like, this is, like, gonna be kind of a, just like a demo kind of thing. Okay, here, Caleb, can you come with me? Okay, so this is Caleb. You can sit, yeah. So this is the brother I was saying, sometimes we sing together. And you might not know, but Caleb really enjoys singing. Like, really enjoys. So I'll just like, so this is just like an example, okay? And just take it how you will, but say Caleb and I are hanging. 31, we're gonna sing song 31. But Caleb and I are hanging out at my place. This is normal, this actually happens. And this is a real life situation, okay? And just imagine it, okay? Pretend you're here, and pretend, you know, you're our companion too, right? And then I'd be like, hey Caleb, there's a song I've been enjoying. It's Do You Know Jesus Christ Is In You. Have you heard it? You know it. I think you know it.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see it. I want to sing it to you. And then I'll like get out my guitar, get out my uke, and be like, you want to sing it high? You want to sing it high? Let's sing it high.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's just us. You can sing and release your spirit, you know? Nobody's watching you. It doesn't matter how well you sing. We're not like that good. But like, you just sing and forget about everything else, and the words are there, you know?
Don't you know, Jesus Christ is in you? He is here, He is here, He is in you. He's within, speak to Him. Waiting for you to speak to Him. Tell Him you love Him. Oh, just love Him. He is this wonderful person in you. Don't forget that you are not alone. And then through you, His life will be made known.
And it's just like, like, I say I enjoyed it this morning, I share it with Caleb because I enjoyed it. You give it to your companion, and then what? He's going to enjoy it, and he goes on his day, and he just remembers, like, oh, what was here? Like, don't forget. Don't forget. You're not alone. And he goes to school, right? So then when he takes his test, maybe the song will come up. Like, oh, I'm not alone. Oh, the Lord's here taking my test with me. Amen. And that just happened because at one, we just sang a song together one time during the day, you know? And, you know, it wasn't long. It wasn't big. We didn't sing amazingly, right? But this is just how you touch the Lord together with your companion, you know?
Amen.
So that's something I encourage you all to try. I know a lot of you, I've seen a lot of you walking around with your ukuleles. A lot of the hymns just have four chords. It's very simple. We just got to get out of the mindset of it's something formal, it's something we only do in the meetings, but like, just find your companion and do something. And so that's just me sharing from the viewpoint of I love to touch the Lord through singing. And if I'm singing and enjoying the Lord, then the people you touch and you're with will get that enjoyment. And right. So, yeah, this is one way that I maintain my joy in my daily Christian life, amen, is singing to touch the Lord, amen, and singing with a companion. Also, me and my wife, we sing together to touch the Lord. We love to sing. And if you're with us, you know, that's one of the things we love to do, you know? Yeah, and so this is very practical. There are a lot of other things you can do, but I was going to share about reading the Bible. I was going to share about, I don't know, there's a lot of things, but I might pass it off to Tim. But one last thing, okay? So the reason why companions are so important for our going on and for our maintaining our joy, the word companion actually means someone you eat bread with. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Yeah. Con pan. Something. Something like that.
But someone you eat bread with, right?
And eating is enjoyable, and the Lord is the living bread, right? So our companions should be people that we enjoy the Lord with.
Amen.
And experience the Lord together with. And this is very normal. This is very sweet and enjoyable. And I would encourage you all to, like, have companions and set this up before you leave the camp this weekend. Yeah. You know, they're all around you. No one's going to think you're weird, okay? And this is really going to help us to go on as we go on, as we leave from camp and go back to where we came from, okay? And if you can't find one, you can come to any ServeOne. You can get Tim and my number, and we'll be your companion. All right? Go ahead. Thanks, Tim.
Yeah, so let's just summarize kind of what Joseph was talking about. So the first one is be with companions, right? So how do we do that? There were two steps, right? First one is what?
Ask.
Yes. Okay. Doesn't have to be formal, right? So it's kind of funny because you kind of figure this is kind of like kind of given that someone's automatically going to be a companion, right? But no, you have to ask. So after you ask, then there's the next thing. What do you do?
Do something. Do something.
Right. Do something. No. Do something together.
Yeah.
So that's very important.
Yeah.
And we mentioned, I mean, for us, especially your age, it's very hard to go straight and read the Bible, right? I mean, it's you got to build up something. You need for us as human beings, we need that human relationship, right? So it was very encouraging to see. You know, you might start off normal, something very normal. And what's something that you guys all have in common at this age group?
School.
School, right. So one of the most normal things is you guys can do your homework together. Mm. So maybe try that. It's not weird, right? You guys have homework, you guys can do it together. And sometimes your companion might be stronger on some subjects than you are. So it helps out. It works out really well. So And anyway, our goal isn't just to give you guys buddies and you guys can be friends until you die. It's like, it's to the point that, I mean, you guys can do that too, but the point is that so that you have someone that you can enjoy the Lord together.
Amen. Right?
So, and going back to the very beginning, we're talking about joy. So, not that joy, but our joy. So, this joy is deeper than happiness. Do you guys know the difference between joy and happiness? Okay, so one thing that's pretty cool, there was a verse. So anyone who has a Bible, maybe we can all look this up and read. It's Psalm 16:11. So this joy comes from somewhere. So maybe...
Joy.
Everyone have it? All right, let's read, for those who have it, let's read it together.
You will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand, there are pleasures forever.
So this tells us, where does this joy come from? There's only one place that joy comes from, and it's in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
And so I appreciate this because every time we touch the Lord, there's pleasures forever. That means it never gets old.
Amen.
And that's why Joseph started this, and this is one of our biggest points, is that this is why we enjoy these camps together. You might not realize it, but your being with your companions playing basketball, going sledding, it originates from this. It's that joy within you that you're sharing with another believer.
Amen.
And even here, you might be sitting at maybe like this morning, right? You're listening to a brother share, and you're falling asleep. But like, you realize after that, you're still happy. There's still something within you that got satisfied. And so I appreciate that this matter is just like, even our being here touching the Lord is what causes us to be joyful.
Amen.
As we walk out, we're sad that we're seeing everyone leave, and we're sad that we're going to miss all this enjoyment. But it's really because we touch the Lord with other believers.
Amen.
But it's just hidden through a lot of layers, right? So anyway, our goal is not just to talk about what happens here at camp. It's primarily what's after
Amen.
Camp.
Right.
So in addition to it, so some of us might look at ourselves and it's like, wow, I don't know how to play the guitar. And some of us might look at it, I don't like singing. I can't sing. Right? I can't catch a tune for the life of me. And so the next best thing is go on SoundCloud. You see Joseph there. So you can sing along, basically. I mean, that's one thing you can do. But there are other things that you can do, like what I mentioned earlier, you can study, right? Mm. And another thing that you can do, and I remember doing this in junior high and high school, is we had these sleepovers at Ben's house. So anyway, we grew up in the weekends. It's like spend the night at his place because we had the Friday night meeting at his house. Then we'll spend the night. And then we'll just do normal things together. At that point, I mean, we were playing Nintendo 64. I don't know what you guys... It's an ancient thing now, but...
Yeah.
Anyway, we did that. And then sometimes we got contracted by his dad to do some work. So that was not so fun, but we got paid, so it was good. But, so, anyway, it wasn't something special. We just did things together. And what happened was... Weeks pass by, months pass by, we build up a relationship, right? And not only that, but like, it's not only just sleepovers. Sometimes you're not able to do that, but we'd have these times that we just had with other young people during the weekends, we would have a game night. Let's play board games, right? Or sometimes we have outings. I remember one of the times we had after our YP meetings, like one of the serving ones would bring us out to a driving course. And then we'll just spend like an hour there and just like drive. Well,
like go-karts?
No, driving course for like golf. So, anyway, it wasn't something that we're all good at, but we just all did it together.
Yeah.
Or sometimes go bowling, right? So something very normal. Something some of us have been doing recently in Chicago is we had Nerf Wars. So it's like something like that. But like in these times, we learned to... Eventually, we build up a connection that when it comes to reading the Bible, when it comes to talking about our friends, when it comes to doing challenges, like the winter challenge for this winter camp, it's much easier. It was so much easier to do. It's so much more normal to converse with your companions to do these things. So anyway, I just want to encourage that. That's a very good way to continue this enjoyment after camp, is continue having these times with each other. And I remember one of the things that that we kind of did was that, I think it's after summer school of truth, we realized that some of us had the desire to read the Bible. And so for some reason, I mean, I guess there was just a decision, how about we just meet up once a week and read the Bible? And we started doing that. It was just one time a week. We did it together. We read it. And then I guess some of the other one, the young people just did their homework and then had this time. Well, it's been like 3 years, I think, at least, that we've been doing that. And it's week after week. And it's been very encouraging, because eventually what happened was, from that reading time, it became a study time. And then from a study time, it became, can I invite some of my friends? And so now we have like the companions doing their homework, but now their friends are coming to do their homework. And eventually turned out to be a reading time. So we ended up spending some time reading the Bible with each other. And more recently what happened was that we started having these hangout calls for other people that weren't in the area. So you might look at yourself and you're like, well, I might be the only young person in the area, right? And so what happened was that we started picking up people from other localities, and we had these reading times together. So I encourage you guys to be very creative. I mean, you might not be able to do the same thing, but be creative. If you want to be with somebody, you want to go on, take the initiative. So, and figure out something that would work. We have so much like technology available to us that even though you might be separated from your companions, video chat them or call them on the phone or do something. So, I mean, some people, I guess older things do this, but they use an app called Line. And what they do is they record themselves saying something or reading something, and they send it to their companion. And then their companion, in return, would record something about they enjoyed and send it back. And so anyway, that's one thing that worked for them, and it was very nourishing for both of them, or for a group of them. And so anyway, so that's one thing. I encourage you guys, be creative. Find a way to be with your companion in all these different aspects. And the other part is this matter of the church life. So how many of us understand all the different meetings that go on in the church life?
Understand?
Do you guys know, like, what? Why do we have a prayer meeting? Why do we have the Lord's table? Why do I have to go to a home meeting? And I guess we don't really have a formal meeting to describe what these are. But one thing that is very, very helpful is that the reason why those exist is for going on. So you realize, like, how do we maintain our joy? And this is only involve the young people, but this is like when you start becoming a college student, when you start becoming a working saint, and then now all of a sudden you become a parent, and then all of a sudden after that you have a family. This is how you maintain your joy, is the church life.
Amen.
So the prayer meetings, you get together and you pray, right? You pray for the Lord's interest. The whole meetings are another way to group yourself together with other people and to enjoy the Lord in a very more mutual way, right? It's really enjoyable to enjoy the Lord like this, but it's much more sweeter and it's much more enjoyable in a smaller number. So that's why we have the home meetings. And so all these different aspects is very, very enjoyable. But for us young people, I understand it's like, it's really hard to get into because sometimes you feel like it's not your meeting. And I remember in junior high, we'd always call these things the big people's meeting. So it's just like, okay, any excuse I have to be able to go to my meeting, I'll go to my meeting. But one thing that I want to encourage you guys is if you're already there, so you might as well try. So try to be involved. And it might not look the same way that the adults practice or the adults exercise, but like find a way to touch the Lord is what I'm trying to get at. So say here, be involved. So, I know it's easy to be in a meeting because your parents are there, and you're going to be there for 2 hours, so you better just sit there and find something to do. And it's very easy to check out. But if we want to maintain our joy, I would encourage you guys to find something in that meeting to touch the Lord. So even if it's just one time, maybe you just like, you declared one verse in one of the songs you sang, that is a great start to be involved and to touch the Lord in the gatherings.
Amen.
And so, and another thing is, how many of us have, in the church life, have ever had like a cleaning day or something like that? Has that ever happened? So that's one good way to get involved.
Yeah.
Is I mean, most of the time, does that happen on Saturday?
Yeah.
For a lot of you guys? Okay, it's a painful day to sacrifice, but it's worth it, right? And it's one way to get to know some of the saints in the church that you normally wouldn't know. And one of the brothers mentioned to us that you see another side of the saints when it comes to these cleaning days that you don't normally see, because usually the times when you interact with the saints is during a meeting, right? So you see one side, the very spiritual side. But you don't see the other side, which is a very human side. And that comes out in like these small times, like cleaning times, or sometimes you have service times. You see the whole person. And so you start realizing the church life isn't that bad. I mean, it's just like, you realize that like these people that I'm with, they weren't born just super spiritual. They're normal people, right? But it's very hard for us because as young people, we're used to our groups, right?
Mm-hmm.
I hang out with people that are my age or that I'm comfortable with, but everyone else, just high and by. But anyway, the more we're involved in the church life, the more we volunteer for example, AV service. Maybe not all localities have it, but if that's one of your interests and you do it in school, then hey, maybe ask your serving ones, hey, is there anything that I can help with? Maybe there's like a video training and they need help with laptops and stuff like that. You can ask, you know, can I help with that? And then other aspects could be just like the matter of serving people younger than you. Have you ever served in children's service before? I see some head nods, yeah? So that's a great way to be involved. So I just encourage you guys, if we don't take the initiative to be involved in the church life, we're going to end up very dissatisfied, and we're going to wonder, what am I doing here? Why is the church life here, right? And then I remember just like some of these things in like junior high and high school, I would sometimes be in meetings. It actually even happens now. I'll be in a meeting, and I'm completely checked out, and I thought that the whole meeting was super boring because this one person spoke, and I didn't understand anything. And like, it doesn't look like anyone else understood anything. But at the end of the meeting, tons of people stood up and shared and enjoyed, and I'm just like wondering, like, what happened here? I thought everyone was just falling asleep.
Uh-huh.
But I realized that what I wasn't doing was touching the Lord at those times.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's just, you know, these meetings can be enjoyable, yeah. But it's up to us to make it enjoyable.
That's true.
So, but for this to happen, as a young person your age, you need companions. It's very strong to be involved. It's very hard to get involved by yourself. It's a lot easier to do it with someone else.
Yeah.
So I just encourage, like Joseph and I, we highly encourage you guys, be with your companions. And especially when you go to a home meeting, at the table meeting, sit with your friends, right? Sit with someone else, sit with your companion. And even in the home meetings, you might be going to a home meeting and maybe you're the only young person there, right? So call around. Maybe ask your companion, hey, is it okay if I come to your home meeting one Friday? And then maybe another Friday, you can come over to mine. So this kind of mutual pursuing is what keeps us going,
yeah.
Even in these times of after camps.
Yeah.
And so, and this kind of goes in line with our topic this weekend. It's the God. Our God is a God who hides himself.
Right.
So our God's hidden. But if you seek to find him in these times, he will be there.
Yeah.
Right? But if we don't take the initiative, we don't touch the Lord, then he'll stay hidden, you know. And he might remind you every once in a while through your parents or through someone else to be involved. But like, it's just like, I think it's our initiative that we should try and seek the Lord out.
Yeah.
You know, and if we can't do it, drag someone else. Bring your companion with you, you know. It's really hard sometimes when your locality is really big to stand up and share something you enjoyed. But if it's two of you guys, or if it's three of you guys, it's a lot easier,
amen.
Right? So because you're all scared, but you guys are all standing together.
Amen.
So anyway, I just appreciate seeing this, that this is the best way to go on. And going on with a companion in the church life takes care of depression, takes care of your anxieties, takes care of this matter of loneliness, and even this matter of dissatisfaction, because I know we seek it. We look for it in our apps. We look for it in all our social media. But the only way we can find this joy is in the church life.
Amen.
So one cool thing that we have in our packets, if you take a look in the back, we have something called the four-week, what's it called?
After conference packet.
Yeah, so what is this? I don't think we've ever had this in our packet before.
Page 37.
But it's called the four-week after conference packet. And so it's great because, okay, so now you're encouraged and you're like, okay, I want to do something with my companion. This is something you can do with your companion. So just briefly, just kind of look at it. It's not that long. Each week is just like about half a page long, right? And so I just want to read you part of the paragraph here. It says here that these points below are not an attempt to create a comprehensive day-by-day morning revival. So the goal, I mean, you could use it to enjoy the Lord in the morning, but the main part is that you have something small enough for you to enjoy, and it's a matter of the truth. So it's not just something, you know, small or something that's like just keep you busy for the next 4 weeks, but it's something for you to touch the Lord in a solid way. So anyway, this is something to encourage you guys. It's all involving the topic this weekend about the God, knowing our God who hides himself. So if this looks daunting and really like too much, maybe just do verses for 1 week. And then maybe next week you can touch this with your companion. So anyway, just something to help you out. And anyway, maybe we can open up the rest of the time to just like any questions. Do you guys have any questions? Yeah. I mean,
I want to ask Audrey a question that she may or may not want to answer.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. But because I know Audrey goes to the prayer meeting, and Nate does too, I don't think he's here, and she actually prays at the prayer meeting, and I'm wondering, like, what helped you make the prayer meeting like your own, and not just you go maybe because your mom asked you to go?
I guess one of the serving ones got a handful of the young people to start going. If you can start out with someone telling you, oh, like you should pray in the meeting, then kind of. I don't know, it took me a while, but if you can start, you do actually pray in the meeting, it's good. Even if you just start with saying amen or something after someone else prays, or even just try and say one thing, right? It's a good beginning.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Adam.
Sorry. Any other questions? You know, and I also think a lot of these things, they start out very small. Because small is doable. It's sustainable, yeah. Saying amen is small, but that just starts getting you engaged, you know? Another one I would like to share is there's a brother that I read the Bible with every night. And we just read one chapter on the phone together, and it's anywhere between 5 to 10 minutes. And that's doable, you know? If we were to read for 30 minutes, that sounds awesome. Oh, I read 30 minutes of the Bible. But after a couple of days, it would be oh my gosh, it's 30 minutes. I don't have time for this, you know? But even when we're traveling and off doing our other things, I can step aside, he can step aside, and we know it's only gonna be 5 minutes. It's only one chapter, we'll do it, and then just go back. It's very small, it's doable, and it's sustainable, you know? Another thing, this is an idea for parents. When I was in junior high, talking about this after conference packet, one of my companions and both of our mothers made us call each other every morning. And we would pick up the phone, both asleep, and pray read a verse, and then that was it. And so my mom would pick up the phone, call his mom, and then they would each hand us the phone. And then, and then we would just, oh, surely you're a God who hides himself. Amen. Lord, we love you. Thank you for today. And then that was about it. Less than 5 minutes. And then it happened every weekday before school. Wow. And this is small, but you don't know what effect that will have, Yes. And actually, it helps us to touch the Lord. I would encourage you, try small things. Try a 5-minute Bible reading. Try one chapter. And if it's small, the other person will probably agree to it.
Amen.
That's good.
Okay, so just an example. We started the one chapter a day thing, 5 minutes, in January. So now it's January, February. We're in Revelation 1. We started in Matthew.
We started 1 year ago.
We started a year ago. Oh. 30 minutes a day. We started a year ago, and we did one chapter a night, and now we went from Matthew, and now we're in Revelation. And it's just small, but it's been able to be sustained, Mm-hmm. And so.
Amen.
So these are good tips for young people, but these are also stuff we need as we get older. Mm-hmm. We'll never grow out of needing companions and needing to enjoy the Lord together.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Anything else? Anyone?
I just want to mention that when I was a college student, just contacted by the brothers. This is what a brother did with me. We went to study together. I studied with him because he's a good student. But in our halfway through our time studying in some vacant room in the campus, he would say, "Okay, Charlie, it's time for us to have a break." And he'd pull out his songbook and he said, "We're going to sing this song." And my background, people didn't sing. My religious background, they didn't really.
Yeah.
But this brother, he enjoyed the Lord singing, and so what could I do? I couldn't leave. So I encourage you that that's this kind of, he was just bold like that, and it was a very big help to me.
Yeah.
And so I think it's a good recommendation.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Can I share my testimony?
Yeah, sure.
If I don't share, I'll explode. Yeah. Here we talk about read the word to maintain our joy. Yeah, because I enjoy reading the word. And so, start from the beginning. The last couple, for 3 years, 3 years ago, we moved into a retirement condo. So we live with a bunch of elderly people. So the Lord just touched me because I enjoy reading the word. So the Lord gave me an idea. I want to host a tea time in my community so I can serve Chinese tea and provide some treats, bakery stuff, and read a chapter to them. So I really did it. I started to do it. And whoever came really enjoyed it. But of course, I think the first one get benefit is myself. Because before I read the chapter, I read at least more than 5 times. I read the chapter and also pick up some good footnotes. Not a lot, just some footnotes. So I really enjoy doing it. And also people can enjoy it. Uh-huh. Yeah. So my point is, when we express the Lord, I guarantee the Lord will give you joy.
Amen.
Yeah. And so the last tea time, one lady didn't show up. I found out that she was in hospice. Do you know what hospice is?
Explain.
Yeah.
Explain it.
Yeah. Yeah. That means someone is sick, very sick. Yeah.
Mentally not necessary.
Yeah. And decided not to. End of life. Yeah. So when I heard that, because she missed the tea time. So I call her, say, "Can I come over and visit you?" So I brought some cinnamon bread, and I say, "Can I read the chapter to you?" And she said, "Of course." And then I read it, and she's very happy because I read Colossians chapter 1. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she really enjoyed it.
Amen.
So when people enjoy the God's word, of course, I'm happy too.
Yeah.
So when we express the Lord, in any kind of situation, believe me, the Lord will give us joy.
Amen.
Yes. And so I encourage you to seize opportunity. You all have grandparents, you know, read a chapter to them, or someone sick, someone lose the loved one, you know, send a card, write something, you know, say, I pray for you, you know. I believe the Lord will give us joy, you know, when we're expressing in our daily life.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, why don't we have 2 minutes left? Why don't we just end with like some short corporate prayer regarding this matter of after the conference, and bringing us on. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for this word.
Amen.
Keep us seeking you out after camp.
Amen.
Lord, you're hidden, but we want to find you.
Amen.
Give each one a companion.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, your presence is the source of our joy.
Amen.
Lord, we want to know you.
Amen.
Even you hide yourself.
That's right.
We want to seek you, want to find you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, grant us the joy of your presence.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for this encouragement.
Amen.
Lord, to pursue you with others.
Amen.
Thank you. We can maintain our joy.
Yes.
Amen.
Our joy is your presence.
Amen.
Your presence is fullness of joy.
That's right.
Lord, grant us to take action on this matter.
Yes,
Amen.
Lord.
We love you.
Amen.
To go on with you.
Yes. Amen. All right, Saints, we should head over to dinner.